the mind is awesome, and never more so than when the body is beyond physical cure. For to find meaning, hope, and purpose in suffering and death is the real miracle. Whether one attributes that to God's grace or to something we can call the human spirit, remains a question of faith.
If you would like to register your thoughts on the Benny Hinn special that was on HBO,
well, let's talk about
we will have a number for you in just a little bit. But dear Benny,
sir,
we saw this HBO special, and I have many thoughts concerning it, but
what are yours?
Well, I'll tell you, I saw the whole program. I was disappointed because I really thought they would do a better job at introducing the fact that God really does heal. And when I saw what they did, I got sick to my stomach.
Yes, right.
And I'm telling you today, before the Lord, I will never, ever allow them.
Read his lips.
Read my lips. They will never be allowed in my meetings.
But see, we need to know. We need to see the deception from right at the beginning.
Okay, what happened?
They deceived you by coming to you and saying what?
Well, first of all, they told me it would be fair, and it was not. And then they did not put all my answers on, which really angered me.
They edit.
Well, of course they did. Boy, I was sitting there. I was fuming. I said, that's not right. Why don't they put your... I talked for 2 hours, and they only used about less than 5 minutes of what I said.
Yeah.
And that's what I felt was unfair. Secondly, they were unfair to the body of Christ in presenting the church as unintelligent people that come to crusades and will accept anything. Let me just tell you something, saints. The people that we have come into our crusades, and many of you are very intelligent. Really? You're not fooled by nothing.
I know.
They have forgotten what one man said. I think George Washington or somebody who said, you can't fool all the people all the time.
Abraham Lincoln said
that. Excuse me, well, I was close. I didn't know who had said it. I know it was somebody.
You know what? We don't like to see one of us attacked.
Thank you.
I didn't like it. And we love you, and we know your heart. This is an act of Satan. We all know that. What did he attack? The fundraising. Oh, hello, what's new? Judas said to Jesus, don't let them pour the oil over you. Oh, please. This goes back to Judas. Don't pour the costly oil over Jesus.
You know why
it goes back
to
Judas.
It has been said here, which would you rather have, the wrath of God or the wrath of Jan?
A lot of people take God.
Everyone agrees, I'll take the wrath of God. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Please, take God. But they attack the money. That is so old and so yesterday, CNN. It's so Judas, hello. And then they attack the healings. That is so, it is just so yesterday. Hello, it's been done. And then now, they've attacked the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They've attacked the Holy Spirit.
Called the work of God.
Yes.
Hypnotism.
Oh, happy are those who strive for peace, for they shall be called the sons of God. Happy are those who are persecuted because they are good. So, you know, we know we're children of the light. Well, and we know why they did it. But we will just do something better.
Think about the honor we have.
Oh. Now,
that if they persecuted him.
And the prophets.
And the prophets. What a privilege.
Yes. No.
Yes, yes.
To be accounted worthy.
Yes.
Yes.
To be insulted for him.
I know.
Wow.
Exactly. Rejoice, he says.
Hallelujah.
Be exceeding glad, for great is your reward.
You know, I said to the Lord, Lord, I'm going to serve you till the day my heart quits beating.
Yes. Absolutely.
And I mean that with all of my heart, and he knows that.
He knows that.
And
knows
Paul, you know what these things do to me? They just make me stronger.
That's great.
I just keep going for
Rejoice.
Them even stronger.
We all
have to
get toughened up a little bit. Yes, yes, yes.
You know, talking to my good friend Otto Roberts, he said to me, 40 years ago they did the same thing to him.
Oh, yes.
But all evangelists go through this. precious Catherine Kuhlman went through it. And so many others. You think about your own family, I'm sure, went through things like this.
Yes, Lord.
And you?
Yes.
For building this wonderful, great network?
Yes. You know, if we weren't persecuted, we'd have to wonder if we were doing anything right for God. The lines are open right now. Remember, those of you who want to call in and help us with a television special that would tell the positive message of God's amazing power to truly heal. We're going to do that, and we'll just buy some time on some of the networks and other cable systems and so forth.
Can't you just see those people out there that have blasted Benny for raising money on it? Here we are because of their special. He did.
We want to spend
money.
Raising
money. Now they know why we need it, to get the message. I love it. Lord, you're so great. You're just so
great.
The
Lord is very smart.
Yes, he is. Don't try to outsmart him.
That's right.
As a public service each week, John Bloom compiles the finest moments of religious broadcasting, the Mademoiselle magazine, if you will. Behold, God stuff.
Friends, there are no riches greater than a sound body, and the choice of your primary spiritual caregiver is crucial. So let us now observe the bedside manner of the Reverend Benny Hinn of the Orlando Christian Center.
Come out of her! Come out of her! Come out of her! My God! My God!
She's throwing up right on the platform.
And finally, Brother Benny Hinn says you're never fully dressed until you're cloaked in righteousness.
Double that dimension. Double that dimension. Double that dimension. Double
it. I'm John Bloom, and this has been God Stuff. As Ezekiel said unto Israel, watch those buttons.
Let me just again repeat what I said about what's coming this week. This Friday, of all things Christmas week, a national secular network is going to do a story on our ministry that is not going to be nice. So please pray that the Lord will stop the mouth of the lion and put them to shame. It's no accident the devil is attacking now. It's no accident that this national network has decided to come up with this demonic lies, is what they are, frankly. I'm asking all my partners, I'm asking all partners of TBN, I'm asking every believer watching behind the scenes today, and I'm asking you to call your friends and tell them Benny Hinn is needing you to pray today. The world is bringing back up certain garbage from the past that... it's not fair, but this is not a fair world. They want to embarrass the servants of God and bring shame to the Lord's name, but the opposite will happen. I declare it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All this is coming Amen. Sunday. Don't miss Sunday Amen. Night, 7 p.m., live on Praise. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, the enemy is going to do something Friday. He's going to try, but he's going to fail miserably. And Sunday we're going to come together and shout the victory. Here's my friend, Mr. Brock, singing Have Herself a Merry Little Christmas and may it be the greatest you've ever known. Love you. Thanks for being my good friend. See you again.
How far?
Somebody's legs have just been healed.
Would you go?
Lower back is being healed. Thank you, Lord.
To be healed. Successful televangelist Benny Hinn claims he can call on God to heal the sick. We took a closer look through a hidden camera. Does he practice what he preaches?